Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
What am I going to do next year? No, skip all that. What car am I going to drive after this one, which is giving me problems, is gone out? All those things, they belong to the short term. Jesus says that's not the way kingdom people plan. They seek first the kingdom. Their mind is first on the long term. And then what they will eat, what they will drink, what they will wear, what they will drive, the houses that they will live in shall be added upon to them. So you must have a plan that touches in on the long term. Let me give you examples. The long term, I'm talking about a Bible-based kingdom enhancing plan for your life. Because you are not here because God wanted somebody called Akosia or somebody called Ato to come on this earth, to come in Ghana or wherever you are.
Now, and you and
you are physically here because of the kingdom. And that is where your first priority must be. And then all the short-term plans, all the immediate plans, what will we eat tomorrow in this family, or where will my children go to school and all that, all those things will follow.
So what
kingdom-based, kingdom-enhancing plans can I have? Let me give you like 4 or 5. At least you find your way somewhere.
Yeah.
Number one, have a savings program. Savings program that you will use to influence the rule of God on this earth.
Wow. Na sa sika na wode toto ho no wode toto ho se wonyamema wakwanja na wo so wetumi di amakwa mo nyame ahinie no atashe wasasi.
Maybe you were a student.
Ebia na wo kuye school ni.
Maybe you are poor.
Ebia na wo ni sika sisi.
Maybe you were a widow.
Ebia na wo ye kunafo.
Maybe all your natural support system, you are maimed in life.
Ebia na bibia bua wo nyina ye ye fi ho.
But if only you are going to have a savings program.
Na mo sa wo benya kwanja wo di sika bi toto ho.
Where you put little money, not a little money that you will not spend, why you set it aside all the time.
Ah, wo benya kwama sika wundi wo den kitinkiti bi tu nchende babia
that you are going to use to influence God's rule in your society.
Ah, sa sika na wo de tu ho no wo de tu ho se onyame be ma wa kwenja na wo de nsisa a eye onyakopo ahini nsisa abre babia wo wo no.
If you do that, you will enjoy kingdom life now.
Wow. Oh, bon sambal radi. Oh. What's this? Oh, yes, sir. And then I hear you, Quenyan, Wubenya.
There are other people.
Ebinu Mwahwa.
Jesus said that the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of men. It is simply because somebody called the wise servant planned how his life was going to be into the future. When he is taken out of the employment which he was about to lose, how he was going to, he had a plan even before it happened.
Now,
so Jesus said they are wise. Now we have got other people, other societies, who have planned, they have savings, they have things to enhance their religion in West Africa, in Ghana. They have plans, they have money, they have a savings program that they are going to use to influence such concepts as full-blown human rights. I mean, in Africa, you understand it when I say that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They have got it. There is finances backing these things, except the Church of the Living God.
Wow. I see. We can come, Barbara. I see. If you are seeing man, the man you are seeing, so you know you are I won't fear. I didn't try. And then, binumayo oma jinsa wamu siye sika. Na ajina oma fa wamu trimsa wamu de betashi we are seeing yina wamu de air koswa air yenu. Yaya ye wo nyanku ponfie nu. Enya dia ye ju wopo se yesie sika dia bo mo nyame ahinie na ko baabi. Ene to se wonu mo wo wiase na dikan adwene sa. Wo kenkan Bible man wo se akoa no. Wo hu se nche na dwuma ebia ebefi ninsa nya se afi ninsa ebia. Ebefi ninsa no ohyase se wo hyehye na brabo. Amefi ninsa wo hu se de obebbo ne bra afa. Na yei enya dia ye ju po se ye yisika bia to baabi esa ahinie ninti. Obi plané sa wo se bi se bi a obeya wo tika to wa ye ni nyina na wo te wo ye den.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I came to encourage you.
Me ba be show un cry.
Think long term.
Jini ewo that year ni awie ya.
Don't just think about next week I'll come to church. We have carol service. No. That one that's not how to plan the thing now.
Na sisi a me tra sa me anwe ni na wo twa ba mu no dia wo be ye. Nemum that year ni awie ya.
Think about the influence of the church in Ghana in 50 years time. How will it be? Can we compete? Can we use money to compete? Let me tell you something about money. That is the last strategy of the devil when he could not resist the resurrection of Jesus. When Jesus resurrected, do you know his final strategy that he used after the resurrection, which he is still using now because we are still after the resurrection? The Bible says that the leaders, they called the soldiers and said that, take this money and go and tell everybody who comes around that the disciples, they came to steal his body. He didn't resurrect. And they gave them big money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was the effect? It was to muzzle the resurrection. It was to keep the gospel in the mouth of people. It was to shut down the resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The chief priests and those people said, take money and spread a lie that he did not resurrect. That is what the devil is still doing. He is putting money into the hands of wrong people so that wrong understanding will be perpetuated. Because as long as you have wrong understanding, but you have finances to back it, everybody will buy that doctrine. Everybody will buy that teaching. But when you have a wonderful teaching, but you do not have money to back it, that is where you have a problem. So I came to tell you, let's think about the gospel in 60 years time. How will it look like? Can we go on air? Can we preach on the air?
Hallelujah! Where your thought-provoking word. Hallelujah! I see what bon sam on this tabiai. That an anogusu. I'm not so sorry for you, Fumuna. Omu say samno kwa obi ase yesu asori yesu asori no mu say yesu asori movement na ya wild no and ya sorry panifo asori panifo no fra asrafo no say he momra commander in chief wanwa momra biana obi amra munyi sika we na mun kwa bonten kokan chan kwa fo say yesu asori peter ne ne kwa fo na ko wiya ne ni padua na fi efunsie ho and omu jiska no enne ka se enne se wo wo sika na wo kan semfun pa nipa be di wachi. Na son of Bonsamoye, Wama Wanyamia San Papana wasa yakano, yaka wa yenum and piabantisan se. Wouldn't si kampa wudi kwaye crusade, wouldn't si kampa wudi kwae, wouldn't si kampa wobi yataria woman ni bino wa jiwa semnedi. And it is a yapesa on yamya hini anonin semneteshe, if you don't if you diasa kwadia. Seminumye ni yesikaene. Ama china wobi blasti wa wa to the whole TV station. Now I blast it, hallelujah! Hey, I've changed my mind.
Hallelujah!
Wow!
Somebody said, well, Pastor, me, I'm poor. There are rich people in this church, and me, I'm poor. He says that the poor should come. They should just be in the street.
Na wo de wa dwe be kasa so fo jade okeke ensama kase mi yo hia ni he emra wo yesu wo na party ru na osuma ye no se kokko fra wo no ma obusu omu ni bi no fa omu bra woni bi de na monya nsise ye bi awa wa bra bonu onya me shisha no no.
That money you say you won't touch it. It is not for your children. It is not for your building project. It is not for your retirement. It is for seeking the kingdom. Seeking means that the thing, we can't find it anywhere. Seek it. It means search for it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's not take the liberties we have now for granted. Let us have a plan.
Now, wasi wonyame asam no wasi yan kwohwehwe ade bia wo kwohwehwe nche se ni ho na mo wo nya kwan pa wo be fa so ahwehwe wo hu da ani ti wasi yan hwehwe yan fa sika no to ni ade akwohwehwe.
Now you search for it everywhere, you can't find it.
Be hwehwe wo be bia wo hu.
The Bible said in the last chapter of John that up to today that doctrine is bought by the Jewish people. When I went to the Holy Land many years ago, only a fraction, less than 2% of the people believed in Jesus as the risen Messiah. They don't believe because of a lie that has been propagated, backed by money, finances.
Now, besine, sa adia no musha se yesu usori adahwa ho. Papa se oko sa asase kronkron no sunu. Ohun se wuka kroni nye boma, emu chiche mumi enu pe. And a GD said, Christo, we are sorry, not that so, eti, onyankupa benifa. Santrona, that's why ye, Juma, that's why kata wama jini.
So you can have a savings program.
And it will be to me, sika will be to what, nisha sheye.
Just for the kingdom.
Sa wode bua hini eni pe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And number two.
Ni atu sumienu.
You can, for want of a better word.
Okay.
You can get a revelation. You can research. You can come out with something. You can write these materials down for posterity.
Now we bet to me so akwa when you may be when you be on tia see and when you may be who we bet to an inina to her. I'm a china be a biba ababa can kind.
Yes, we must have plans to document everything, every revelation, research, document, put it down. Our children and our great-grandchildren after us, they will come, they will take the material, and then they will build upon it. They will stand on our shoulders as giants, and then they will be able to see into the future.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Onyame bia wani obia wonti asia wona semua. Men fan sha wo ho. Men fan se wo book mu keke. Wase tro to wa madabi. Ye mayi ba. Wamu bewa be fasa en nununu na omusu akko akwanim santi ase na omusu ato akwanim.
Write it down now.
Shronene.
Write it down clearly now.
Shronene. Menye pefe.
No matter how tired you are, document it.
En fa hu said ya wa bre tro to ho.
Because you have a plan for the future.
The
future coming of the kingdom of God. Like one of the 12 spies, God has taken you ahead to spy out what is coming, and you have documented it, and you have said that let us go out at once. That is the land for us, church. That is the place for us. That is the kind of life for us. I know those of us in this part of the world, some of you are listening to me and say, what kind of message is this?
It's a word. Wasi said dia wanu ma wanyame ya se wade krobi ma Israel wakati obi se wani kan kwehwe ansa na wababa be kachrom se ye betumi akwa kofa no sa ne nyame ye o wadi said dis am na ma se troto wade bi wo ma be kwa no akwa kofa na mom ye haya ye wo ye wiase ye de ya begui obi bisasa na so fa sem ba nkra na wukekai
dark skin people. We play short term, we play stomach direction too much. The time has come for the kingdom of God even to affect the dark-skinned people of the world.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, no white person should come and write our own history for us.
Merci.
And even narrate our own history for us.
Merci.
Where are our scholars? Where are our researchers? Where are the wise men that God, Jesus said, I will send them wise men. And they are going to persecute them. They are going to just put them down. Because they are too wise for their age. We are not going to turn down our messiahs. The people who have a future understanding, who are proclaiming it to us, we are not going to minimize them, yes, stifle them. Yes. No, we are going to enhance them, yes, because we have a plan for the future.
Yes.
We are thinking about 100 years' time.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us not think only short term. In the main, the focus must be, how are we going to look like in 100 years' time? What plans, what have we put in place to actualize that plan? That is what I am trying to get us to understand. I know some of you, you're just walking around. You say, Pastor, these things, what is needed is maybe tomorrow contract or whatever thing. Look, what I'm teaching you is going to bring onto your life.
Yes.
Even contracts that you have not fought,
yes,
for. Effortlessly.
Yes.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
It will come into your life.
Yes.
When you are, people will fight for you with their life.
I receive
like
it.
Anything. You will think about it. You will not understand.
Yes.
It is not about you.
Yes.
It is about what, yes, wisdom he has put inside of you.
Yes.
It is about what he has put in your mouth. Nothing to do with you. Everything to do with his future on this earth.
Hallelujah. What movim na modiji asem no my suspect. Hallelujah. Ose say be before the ni any man say what chen ya media wo. Ni ami mabedi e se be ya misu e bobo di afra me. Ba wo se anya sa na wo se wodwi o. Wa dwi ni se wo kira da na wo se meye. Me kofa ha me tua we me nya we amamanya contract. Wo se se san wadwi. Se mo se wo sha se se wodwi na hinie ne kan. Wo di sika to ho madachi e ni awie ye. Wo siesie o hu se di se bi onyame de be ma o no be tro. Wo ma kwa se wo no onyankopon de dachi e wie ye nya san che o mutrim no. Wo ka wo mo hye wo mpra wo mo nku wo. Na o be ma o adwuma koso de a. Ɛno ɔso ɔka kyerɛ wo onyame bɛma wadwe nsoronko obia ni bi krɔfo bɛhwehwɛ watɔ ɔbɛma wasɛm bi obia ntumi ka kye sɛ wonkuto saa ne na ɛde wo contract kɛseɛ na ɛbɔ adwe no ɛyɛ adwe kɛseɛ contract ɔde bɛbrɛ wo sɛ woyɛ wei a o ɔde deɛ ka ho ne nea ɔka nyinaa wɔ sɛ ɛyɛ ade a wɔno wɔde ayɛ adwuma na wɔɔka.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
I am talking to you about a kingdom lifestyle.
You see,
a lifestyle that you must have, which is not about you, but about the kingdom. We call it a kingdom lifestyle. That everybody, whether you are Methodist, Pentecost, whatever church that you are in. And some of you mentioning this denomination, some of you, you are so focused on your little denomination. Let me tell you the future. Let me tell you the future. In heaven, we will not have Catholics at one side. Mm. We will not have Pentecost at one side. Mm. We will not have Prevailing Word Chapel at one side. Listen how the kingdom is. It knows no bound. So when you are writing, don't just say, well, it's for my Bible school, it's for my desk. Write something for the future.
Hallelujah.
The future doesn't know. Our children, the way we are bringing them, sometimes it's not good, but they are not going to know those lines that you have drawn. I'm telling you, you'll be disappointed.
Okay. Now I say, ahinye numuno, aho yensi Methodist asori downho, yensi Roman asori downho, yensi Prevailing Word asori downho. I must say when yangu poma we this am na wotra. According to Prevailing Word, I say dabi. Osi ahinye numante sa bibia bomba ko. Na se diaye tete yama ne mi bi babeso. Ne guswa soba. Se boundary se na mi kwa sorry way. Enami yewe. Ebe yira. And it is a wotro and woman na wu ye bibia. Fasada chio nye yeye adjeno na faye.
Pastor, are you saying that we shouldn't have local denominations? That is not what I just said. I'm just telling you the future, that there will be more collaboration than these hard, cut and dry lines that you have drawn.
Number 3.
What kingdom plan can you as a kingdom person have in mind for the kingdom of God on this earth? Because he gave you a physical body, although you are a kingdom person, to be here.
Na eden hwehwe no yakopon dia hwa ma me se me so me fa to ho esa se wa ma me se ni pedue se me ma metena sa sa si so na ahinie ne ne o ma na me nya wa ha.
Acquire strategic property.
Na wo su sha se se wo benya dwapade a ye strategic.
Number 3.
Miansa.
How to plan for the future.
Se wo be da na wo siesi ohun wa
ma. Acquire landed property, strategic property, acquire them.
Na se akwanja bi ba na se bia asase bi da ho na dan bi da ba bi ajeto.
You are not acquiring them for yourself. For your denomination.
And now what sorry o?
You are acquiring them for the influence of the rule of God on this earth. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay.
How many things do we own as the Church of the Living God in Sekendi Takoradi?
Na say ya ya asori enyoma he na yewo say Sekendi Takoradi ha yewo.
Church of the Living God in Ghana.
Say onyankopon asori yewo Ghana.
What do we own?
E dan na ye nyina yewo bom.
We must think about landed property because we are thinking about the future.
Na I was say ya dwene asase ene nyoma bi won say ya dwene ochena.
So now we must buy all the strategic places all around.
Iti babia ha. When you were behubia, kwanda hubia, winya grab.
Acquire it. Abraham said he was a stranger and pilgrim on this earth. God said, Abraham, I will give you land.
Na Abraham ka said, me your whole one man friend you was asisu. Me chamako. When you kupo say, hey, Abraham, mama was asi.
Abraham lived the kingdom life.
Abraham otna hini abrabonu wasasi.
He was looking for a city without, not built by human hands.
Na nwa hwehwe kura wani woni pansa na asi.
But God came to him.
Na nswo nyame ba ne nche.
And said, Abraham.
Wasi Abraham.
Get a land.
Na na nya sasi.
And get a child.
Na nya wo ba.
Okay. I'm saying this for some of you who think Jesus is coming tomorrow. Because of that, we are strangers. We are pilgrims. We don't have to acquire anything. We don't have to buy Sekendi Takoradi. We don't have to buy any landed property. All your thing is just for today and tomorrow. Eh? By tomorrow, I mean the short term. Everything is like that.
Hey!
And he said, you are going to the kingdom. God is saying the same thing he spoke to Abraham. Okay. That don't say, because I'm coming, you are not going to marry. Don't say, because I'm coming tomorrow, you are not going to have a child. Don't say, because Jesus is coming, is at hand, you are not going to buy landed property. You are not going to educate yourself. You are not going to work.
What's it? Hey! What was it? Yes, Uba. Yes, so what's it? Yes, Uba. 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 Na wo nim say Yesu ba na wo nya na wo sresre. Wo si say Yesu mbe ya no ka che Abraham say, hey Abraham. Sha si say wo wo nyo ma foforo. Sha si say wo toto dan. Men ka say Yesu ba nti wo nya djuma na wo besra ande wo ya djuma. Wo si Yesu ba de to dan wo ware nyem didi. Na wo dwe na che so.
Yes. Yes.
Ye ni nyina. Hey,
what have clothes?
Santare.
The Heavenly Father, the spiritual anointed Father, knows you need clothes. Don't sit there and be more anointed and spiritual than God.
Hey.
That if you just one trouser, it's okay. It's not okay.
Hey, what's it? Hey, where your trim say? What's it? You don't know what's wrong with your crew, Miss Rao, man, your crew, senior, your crew, Nino. Mawaka say, crew, yanti. Won't you, jumenti, won't to me, shatari, shat trouser bako. For the holiness of God, it's a lie. Yeah, baby, na sa tare den ayen.
Some of us, our life is just religious. Religion postpones everything into the future.
Na sa wo de wa dwen na se bibia wo ye bia ye sunsun ma. Mo se bibia ochene be ye. Ochene se wo ye sunsun ma
dwuma. This man said, blessed is the person who is going to eat bread in the kingdom.
Papa say, en shira ne ni a wo ba be di obodo wa hinie nu mu.
Jesus said to him,
Yesu ka chere ni say,
you can taste my supper now.
O si meduane nu betumi adi ene sisi.
Go and tell them it is now ready, not half boiled. Let's wait. In some few years time, you go to heaven. He says that it is boiled. It is complete.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom life
Hallelujah.
Is complete.
Hallelujah.
Eat.
Hallelujah.
It's at hand. The table is there. It means that just reach out your hand and take from the kingdom table, put it in your mouth.
What's it? Man, this what chinebi. Dabi 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 ahini ani baba ahini ani nyanko ponse aduane na ben donuts na ben chips na ben cake na ben fanta na ben nya obe hia sa obetene won sakeke na we yi donuts n wo sunsun na dia she wonum na wadi eye sisi a
Africa, God has anointed us.
But as
long as we are going to be that traditional,
our
spirituality and anointing and faith will remain just in Africa.
And when
we come around you, we will not see anything
that
shows your faith. Your faith is just spiritual. But God gave you a physical body. One day I asked the Lord. I was writing on the 5 supernatural signs. I got to healing of the sick. And I noticed that Jesus Christ healed physical sickness, in fact, more than any other sickness.
Now, sir.
I said, God, why did you do the physical? Heal the physical? Because some of you who are more educated will know that the thing is somewhere. But Jesus Christ comes and he is doing something physical that everybody can see. The lame walking, the blind seeing. I mean, all these things, they were physical. Do you know what the Lord said to me?
Jesus.
God said to me, if I heal your physical body,
it means
it is my sign. Healing is a sign. These signs shall follow them who believe. They will lay hands on the sick and they will call. It is my sign that I am interested in healing their physical life, not just their body. And then their physical life is hopeless.
Wow.
Do you understand that?
Wow.
Now, it is something for you to see that if this body had headache and I came, they laid hands, it is healed. Then it means that where I am living, where there are mosquitoes, because of poor drainage, I should be able to do drainage, gutters, nice ones, tiled, that the water will flow. God cares about that. That is what he told me. You are anointed. Where you are living is full of mosquitoes. Because there is bush all around. Bush all around. Snakes. Lions. Elephants are even there. And you get up and you say, the Lord will touch your body. He touched your body so that he will touch your neighborhood. So that all the sachet water and the rubbish and sugar cane that they chew and the droppings of goats, all those things, they will not be there.
Sachet water now, one woman who are touching a bunting, not doing where I am in a yang. And I'm punching in something singing now.
You can enjoy the kingdom life within and without. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It touched your body, healed it. So that you not just enjoy the kingdom peace within. But there will be peace in your body also. And after your body, your environment. To the uttermost part of the air. God bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.